The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode is sponsored by NatureBox, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like French toast granola. Support this podcast to get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com and use promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The big game. The big game. The big game. The big game. Mike, we got to get moving because as soon as this podcast is over, Fox starts the pregame coverage.
The big game. Yeah, it's the big game this weekend. You all know what it is. Denver. Seattle.
Denver?
Denver, Seattle, and the big game happening up in MetLife Stadium in New York City, or New Jersey, where it really is.
Newark, right?
Toboggan run in Times Square. Fans clamoring for their particular teams.
It's not Times Square. It's Super Bowl Boulevard.
I like the way Yakov Smirnoff used to say Times Square.
What's that?
Times Square.
Now, that's funny you should bring him up. Did you see him on the Today Show?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they did a really hack bit where he came
Yakov Smirnoff was on the Today Show?
To surprise Matt and warn him about Soshi.
I was watching that in the background, so it must have seeped into my subconscious that Yakov Smirnoff was there.
He said, it's very important you bring toilet paper.
Oh, my God. That old joke?
Yes.
That's a joke. They stole our bit.
That's a joke from the 70s.
Well, that's Yakov Smirnoff is a joke from the 70s.
Well, I would not be doing my job as a broadcaster if I did not give you some Super Bowl fun facts.
So what you're saying, David,
yeah,
these are facts we're going to need to know if we're going to enjoy the big game.
Yes, I have the top five fun facts from the Super Bowl. Number one, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
No member of the Seahawks has ever appeared in the Super Bowl. This is the first time since the 1990 Buffalo Bills that a team had no prior experience. The Bills lost the Super Bowl that year. Hi, Jimmy. And they also lost the year after. Hello again, Jimmy.
Well, they came in second.
Incidentally, make your reservations for Jimmy. He's, he's starting to skitz out a little bit. You know, he's got about 100 reservations, and he wants to get the other 100 table. Well, I think he's got maybe a total of 45 remaining seats available.
If you need information about Jimmy's Super Bowl party, go to our Facebook page because Jimmy has not posted anything about it.
There you go. Too busy raising money for others. The Bills so lost true. The Super Bowl that year. They also lost the year after and the year after that and the year after that. That's a joke. Peyton Manning is the only player, this is fact number two,
yes,
on either team to win a Super Bowl ring. Only three others have even appeared in the big game. Broncos wide receiver Wes Welker, 2008 and 2012. Ooh. Tight end Jacob Tammy. Is it Tammy or Tom? I don't know. You know, T-A-M-M-E. I don't watch enough games to
Tame.
Know. Tame. and quarterback Dominique Rogers Cromartie, 2009.
So only one ring is going to the stadium.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
Number three, Broncos running back Nashawn Moreno's first name is a combination. Nashawn. Is a combination of his father's nickname, Knowledge, and his mother's nickname, not nickname, but her name, Verashawn.
Hmm. Really?
Interesting. Yeah. Fun fact.
Isn't that nice? Number four, Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is a diehard fan of the Grateful Dead.
Oh.
How about that, huh? Isn't that Who knew something? That?
Hope he finds his way to the stadium.
And fun fact number five, the Broncos have more than 466,000 Twitter followers, while the Seahawks have over 428,000. Mm. Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman leads players, of course,
yes,
with the most followers at more than 735,000. Thousand followers.
That's great.
Those are your fun facts for the Super Bowl.
You know what's amazing about that, Oscar? Those five facts, not only were they fun, but they were informative. And what's great is knowing those five facts, Mike, we can go into this Super Bowl weekend knowing everything we need to know about the Super Bowl. There's nothing conceivably left
that we would need to know. Oh, this great one.
This is kind of new for us, isn't it? But I like it. You are wrong, tongue brushing breath.
What?
That's right.
Hey, have you seen this? Have you seen the story about Derek Coleman?
We're doing a bit here, for Christ's sake. We're in the middle. Look at this.
What if Doc Severinsen did that?
I swear to God. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time since we have worked together, that was the grenade. That was the grenade.
No.
By the way, I wasn't really paying any attention to what you guys were doing, so I thought I'd throw this. He was looking at his computer. Prepared old-fashioned comedy shtick here.
It's like if Johnny is doing a desk piece with Ed, and right as they get to the punchline,
Doc Severinsen comes in.
Yeah, Doc says, hey, have you seen my outfit?
In my defense, I may be stroking.
Oscar's got some health issues.
He does.
Which we will address shortly. But anyway, Rob, I hold in my hand 10 additional facts.
So you're saying that there are even more,
Jesus.
That's too funny. That's too damn funny. That's funnier than anything I wrote.
And he didn't even know he was doing it.
Okay, guys, I know you're over there effing around, but can we get on with the show?
Come on. I got to see a guy. So you're saying that there are 10 more facts.
10 more facts.
That are even more fascinating and maybe even more fun than the previous 5 facts?
I have 10 fun facts.
You hold in your hand.
Yes.
10 facts.
Fact number one.
Yes.
68% of Super Bowl attendees are elitist corporate douchebags.
That's fun.
Probably true.
Appreciate that. Thank you. 36% of white males attending the Super Bowl are slackers who really couldn't miss work or their families, but said F it anyway.
Oh, I think that's good. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that one. Number three, fun fact.
These facts are fun.
Yes.
One out of every 3 Super Bowl attendees will try to look like they're more important than they really are.
Yes. Mm. 1/3.
Thank you. That's right. Number 4.
Yes.
4% of really fat guys going to the Super Bowl will be mistaken by other low IQ fans for being offensive linemen for either team.
Thank you. I've seen it
happen. Thank you very much.
I've seen it happen.
Appreciate that. Number 5 fun fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
22% of fans attending the game will experience mild gastrointestinal distress.
Yes.
Thank you. That gets a round of applause. Love that one.
Mild.
Well, here we go. Hear me out here.
Okay.
All right. Number 6 fun fact. 19% of fans will experience severe gastrointestinal distress.
Yes, okay.
Thank you. Thank you very
Nearly
much.
Nearly a tie.
There's my applause on that one. Number 7.
Yes.
And incidentally, when I write this, I write it like all these lists, and this is the word that's used. A whopping... A whopping 11% of Super Bowl fans at the game, at home, and at the stadium will crap their pants.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Here is fun fact number 8. 71% of TV viewers who watch the game commercials will enjoy any talking animal because they're dumbasses.
Yeah, they are idiots.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Number 9. The National Chicken Wing Association has estimated that a majority...
Hold it, Mike. I'm sorry to interrupt fun facts here, but let me play like Oscar for a second.
Okay,
Who is the source for this fact?
This is the National Chicken Wing Association.
NCWA.
And who's the... Is Cerritos still... He's on the board, right?
I believe he's not the
president.
I think he gets the newsletter. The National Chicken Wing Association has estimated the majority of Americans will bite their cheeks or tongue by the end of the 3rd quarter. Thank you.
Painful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
I hold in my hand...
Here we go.
Fact number 10.
Perhaps the funnest and most fascinating fact of them all.
And I will tell you, there is a little comedy here, but there's a lot of truth here.
Okay. Well, all great comedy, Mike, is based in truth.
Number 10 fact, 97% of Super Bowl viewers at the conclusion of the big game will experience a severe episode of depression when they realize that the fun is over, they've eaten and drunk too much, and it's 10 p.m. Eastern time, and they have to get up early the next morning to go to their horrible jobs that they hate and wait until next Christmas before they have something to really look forward to.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's the concern here?
Is sexual?
What sexual concerns happen?
Well, I don't really know where babies come from.
You are 13. He's 13. Have you not spoken to the boy?
I had to explain to you how babies come.
I know, because my mother was illiterate, and she didn't educate me at all. But I don't want him to live through the torment. I was 21, boys, and totally uninformed. things would happen to me in the downstairs world, and I would go to emergency. I'd say, what's happened? Have I been stung by a bee? And they'd laugh at me. And that's not the kind of thing I want to have happen to you. This is how babies are born. I want you to listen carefully. Papa. Papa Mailboy. Looks at the lady and says, oh my God. Is that Shalimar you're wearing? And you go up to her and sniff. You sniff her intensely. And the next thing you know, there's a writhing and there's a moaning and groaning. And that's just getting the pants off.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I believe in miracles.
We are broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 22 million downloads. MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's the place you want to be. And we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
And leave the lot alone.
Yeah, the West lot stays as it is.
Right.
All right? Go to another lot if you want a potty. I don't know what
they want a party.
You're sending
there.
No, they want a party. Yeah. Yeah.
The lot stays the same.
Hey, you can have your tents.
I think it's The Godfather 2. When young Vito has the altercation with the landlord, and
right.
He comes back and he says, the rent stays the same. Remember that scene? The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show.
And that is the first time in over 40 years that scene has been spotlighted in one of the greatest movies ever made.
The rent stays the same. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Mike, I must ask, why?
Because they get it. Our show is brought to you by NatureBox. Just because you made a New Year's resolution to lose weight doesn't mean you're not going to get hungry.
Everybody get hungry.
But you still can snack smart. Just think NatureBox. NatureBox is a subscription service that has great tasting, healthy snacks sent right to your door on a monthly basis. It's delicious stuff, all designed to leave you feeling full and healthy. Plus, nothing at NatureBox has any trans fats, no high fructose corn syrup, and there's nothing artificial. Wholesome ingredients, nutritionist approved. Check it out now at NatureBox.com. The
real
great
deal.
Thing about NatureBox is they ship it to you.
It comes right to your door.
Because when you get stuff handed on your door to you, you maintain your program and you stay healthy. They ship everywhere. Free shipping in the continental U.S. NatureBox has something for everyone. The 5-bag deluxe snacker at $19.95. The happy snacker, 10 bags for $29.95, or the Smart Snacker, best bang for your buck, 20 for $49.95.
Nice.
Each bag has multiple servings, and you can choose the snack or let NatureBox surprise you.
I love surprises.
Right now, try your first order of NatureBox at 50% off using the promo code TMOS. Remember, you have to use that code.
Get on it.
Yeah.
50% off if you use our code TMOS. They are delicious snacks. You'll love them. NatureBox.com. Use that promo, TMOS. Get a handle on your health and your hunger. Go to NatureBox.com. Promo code TMOS.
You know what's great about that promo code? I went to my landlord and I gave him promo code TMOS, and you know what he told me?
What's that?
The rent stays the same.
The rent stays the same.
Well, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And then De Niro just basically going,
Okay.
And then the black hand, remember he shoots the guy, he touches the light bulb. Hey, what do you do? Vito. Oh, great movie.
It is
They ran a marathon of The Godfather this past weekend.
Yeah, but you know what? It was on AMC.
And they put commercials in it,
and
they edited it. And they edit out the gratuitous violence. Mm. They edit out the violence. Oh, 100%.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
No good. No.
They'll show the guy.
So does Sonny just disappear? They don't explain why?
No, for example.
Well, where's he been? I don't know. We sent him to the toll booth. We ain't seen him.
You'll see a guy, you know what? And this is how critical I am of it. You will see a guy get shot in the chest, and you will see him bleed. You will not see a person shot in the face with blood. The Mo Green hit, which is one of the most famous, he shot through the eye, and you see the glasses break, and then the blood comes out.
Uh-huh.
They show the glasses break, and then they cut.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very,
I feel
very...
like there's worse things on TV.
What's
like
that?
That's like the that's
oh my god!
Out of all the things you're going to edit out,
absolutely. Mm. I mean, there's tons of stuff that's much more gratuitous.
Turner would never do that.
Look at CSI.
Oh, CSI has shown number three.
You know what it is, Rob? Could it be? Could it be just that's the way they've always edited it? It's the edited cut, and that's the way they
run
it?
You know, for years, they had that problem with Blazing Saddles, the original TV edit.
Right.
Because it was done when it was done. It aired and aired and aired. They left the N-word in, but took out the farts.
Weird.
How backward is that?
Very strange. Yeah. The censors.
I'm not surprised you know that.
Well, no, I'm pleased that they actually... They've gone and fixed their ways.
Well, I had a whole discussion that I wanted to start the show with about my Facebook apology. I'm going to table that because I want to get right to our boy, Oscar Santana.
Haven't we been told that tabling something means bringing it up? I think we've been using it wrong for
really?
Years.
Really?
Let me check. But I think
I thought you tabled it till next time.
Let me see what... Let me do this.
But don't worry about it. Okay. Get the Oscars music. That's what we need.
Oh, are we going to do Oscars World?
It's time for Oscars World while you're doing checking my grammar.
You don't want to use table wrong.
Yes. Well, I said eight. I said eight. I misused atypical for forever. Yeah. I misused atypical for a long, long time.
God.
But anyway, we're going to put my Facebook
Oscar's
apology
world.
On the back burner.
Boo!
And we're going to get to Oscar Santana's world.
Boo. Oscar's world.
Oscar's world. The first thing about I want to ask you about is your health. Because
yes.
You were talking before the show about the fact that you have been caffeining up with your energy drinks and your caffeine.
A mile a minute. He came in here like he was on a rocket ship.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is not a good situation, but well, give us the details.
Heavy lies the crown, Mike. So
okay, that doesn't even that's not the expression. It's heavy lies the head that wears the crown. And table it has
Thanks,
two
Rob.
Meanings.
Oh, here we go.
In America, you used it correctly, but what we were told is that in Great Britain, it means the opposite.
Okay, so if I used it correctly in America, what does that tell you?
It says that you're an American and you love the country.
No, it tells me don't correct when you're not correct.
This isn't Downton Abbey.
Well, only correct when you're not correct.
Do we not
only
have people,
correct when you're correct?
We have people downloading in the United Kingdom, and they were cheering me. Say, pip, pip, he's correct.
If you are in the United Kingdom, send us a Facebook message.
Please yes. do.
Let us know, because we know we have Ireland listeners. We have that lovely lady in Ireland, and hello to her.
Yes.
But I want to make sure if we've
Maggie
got some listeners.
Maggie McGill, isn't it?
Yeah. She's the founding member of Oh Charlie's.
Hey, who wants some beer-battered shrimp today? Our chicken fingers are particularly crispy.
My father wasted no time in posting the actual Oh Charlie's logo on my Facebook page.
Oscar, and this is Oscar's world, too, because yes. Oscar and I were both bitching about this. Speaking of your dad, I hate to digress. We will get to your health
no
in
problem.
A second.
Yes.
But Oscar and I both bitched about the same thing to Pony when he came in. And this is, I just want to be as gentle as I possibly can.
But pointed.
But I want to make it clear.
Yes.
And Horny Bob Spiewak is a very nice man.
The greatest.
He certainly likes the ladies. He would not say this.
Popular.
And I probably don't have any control over this, but I'm just going to give you my preference. The Horny Bob Spiewak pinup of the day
yes.
is for the dudes out there that want to see women in bikinis.
Here, here.
And I'm tired of the women trying to horn in on my bit. That is
well,
my
said.
Idea.
I second the motion.
I don't need to see effing beefcake right underneath the girl with the big cans.
Doesn't it ruin your day when you tune in looking to see bikini and you see Alexander Skarsgård?
Yes, yeah, you know. Come on. Or I see George Clooney. Knock it off. Stay away from our bit.
It's a no beefcake zone.
That's it.
If
we want to see the women with the tan and the
that's
big
right.
jabuzas.
New one.
That's what we want to see.
That's
the
a
big jabuzas.
Jabuzas.
That's a new one.
And he's been on a roll with these great
yes.
bikini women that are really zoftic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that means they have big jabuzas.
Big jabuzas with tans. There was one when I was down in Florida. Just spectacular. And the fact is...
And the rent stayed the same.
The rent stayed the same. As far as when
die.
You put... When you put... Channing Tatum.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Underneath our Horny Bob Spiewak
pinup of the day.
Yeah, you know what it does?
Jesus.
It cheapens the pinup.
Oh, God.
And we don't want to cheapen the pinup.
You know, let me ask you. Let me ask you hens something, okay? you need equality on everything. Is that where we're going? I'm
Jesus,
all for
it. I let them vote.
I'm one of the people. I am a champion of equal pay for equal work.
Right.
I believe that 77 cents on the dollar is a disgrace.
Absolutely. Travesty.
A disgrace.
A father of two daughters.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
I
and
love
many
my
wives.
Girls. Yes. I love women.
Oh, my God.
And some women at times of their lives have loved me. But
never
I'm here
in
to
a row.
Tell you, you know, this is one. Let us have our moment.
Please.
Let us have our
Don't
little
muck
moment.
It, up. Yeah.
You know, it destroys it when I've got to look at the Horny Bob Spiewak pinup of the day, and then right below it, I've got George effing Clooney holding a pug dog.
Yeah, don't come into our virtual garage
right.
and take away our wrench calendar that has the beautiful women on it.
Right, and I don't want to be sexist.
Please.
And so if you misconstrue this, it's your own problem. But little lady.
It's on you.
Let me tell you something, little girl.
Yes.
Missy. I really don't want your pretty little head to get all worried about putting your own pictures up underneath Horny Bob Spiewak, okay?
And
you want to do that, go to the horny lady picture of the day.
And really, I mean, if you want to really break
that was
it down,
well said, wasn't it?
When are they having the time to post these pictures when they really should be cooking and cleaning?
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's Rob.
Come on.
That's Rob now. Rob, as usual, he has taken it too far.
Well, what I've done is I've sort of taken the bullet away from you.
Thank
haven't
you.
I?
All right. Send the letters to Rob.
Two B's and Rob. Okay.
Well, this is so upsetting that I know that Oscar Santana felt numbness in his arm.
He did. We're back to this now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, my day started at 4 a.m.
Oh, God. No, Jesus.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Oscar's world.
I really hate you. Jesus.
So you had a big business meeting yesterday.
Yeah, but my day started at 4 a.m.
Really?
Because my lovely girlfriend, Shannon, had an early class to teach at 5:30 in the morning. Right?
Wow.
So she wakes up at 4. Starts her regimen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm awake.
Regimen.
Oh, damn it.
No, maybe she's hired a lot of people. You don't know.
Fall up. Sounds good.
You jerks.
Okay. I want 100 yoga scalps.
Today is Christmas.
There will be
a yoga class at 08:30.
It's the Shannon Regiment.
Okay. So that's, you understand now?
Yeah.
So you learned that. The regiment is like a big bunch of army men, and the regiment is a routine that you do.
Her routine.
Very good.
Takes about an hour to get out the door.
Right.
She wakes up at 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm awake.
What does she stretch and stuff like that?
I don't know what she does.
She just doesn't take a very direct route to the door.
She might be building a birdhouse. She just makes a lot of noise.
She makes a lot. But getting ready for her class.
Yes.
So she's all perfumed and sweet smelling.
Don't know. I'm just trying to sleep.
Just enjoy my
okay, excuse
my
me.
I think Mike is about to start his own regimen.
No, I
can't sleep. Turn on Fox 5 or NBC4. Just start watching the news, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, okay, well, today's a long day. We've got two shows.
Yes.
Got a big meeting.
Right.
And then it just is a long day.
It is a very long day.
So
it's a long week for me.
My
it's
usual
a long day for
regimen
us.
Is on like a really busy day, I take 2 5-hour energies, 10-hour energy.
Incidentally, can I just say about my long day, when I say I've got a long day, I watched the Real Sports Profile on Boomer Esiason, who had the son with cystic fibrosis, and that man...
Saw that.
I have never had more respect for anybody in my entire life. CF was a charity that Mark Rippon was involved in, too, cystic fibrosis. The fact that his kid is still doing well with that disease just...
How old is this boy?
21.
21, and Boomer Esiason, Saint Boomer. Forever have I changed. If you get a chance, take a look at Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel when they profile Boomer Esiason. Absolutely an amazing human being.
Class guy behind the scenes, too.
Always has been. Terrific human being.
Now, question about your 5-hour energies.
Yes.
Now, they're the little guys. Like, they're like the little vials that have the energy drink.
Yeah, and I usually drink the extra 5 hours.
I always worry when you drink those.
But why do you take two at a time? Wouldn't it be better to take one and then wait 5 hours and take another?
Well, you're right. But in my eyes, just like any type of drug...
More is better.
Well, not more is better. After a while, it starts kind of not working.
Oh, yeah. you build a tolerance.
Right. Yeah. You build a tolerance.
And I don't do a lot of caffeine, believe it or not.
Yes.
I don't. And
You only do it to fight your migraines, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, and caffeine is not my friend. I mean, I think caffeine is...
I'm a big caffeine guy.
Me too.
You drink a lot of 5-hour energy. Yes. You drink it a lot.
Probably not healthy.
I think a lot of people your age do the energy drinks and stuff like that.
I'm such a caffeine junkie that if I don't have time to get coffee in the morning, I will take Excedrin. Without having a headache, because if I don't have the caffeine, I'll have a horrible headache by noon.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Wow. Well, that does happen. So basically.
So you take that to boost your energy.
Doesn't it show?
It's called cutting him off at the pass. It's going, I'm going to go through the intersection before you do.
All right. So throughout the meeting, having a great meeting, but a long, really detailed meeting, right? And they're drinking coffee.
Right.
And I was like, well, I should have a cup of coffee as well.
Right.
Sure,
forgetting that I took the 10-hour energy.
So you took 2 5-hour energies.
Then had 4 cups of coffee.
4 cups?
While sitting and having this meeting with these gentlemen.
This is not good, Oscar. This is not healthy.
How do you take your coffee?
Black.
Of course.
Like, and where do you use my women? Is there a place where you get your coffee? Do you have a Starbucks? Is that your favorite?
I would go, whatever.
7-Eleven would work.
Yeah,
for you.
I'll go anywhere. I'm not a coffee snob.
Does your dad ever mail you coffee from the plantation?
My dad does this. He does bring. We do have Cuban.
Right.
We do have Colombian.
Ooh.
We have coffee from around the world.
So coffee was a big part of your household.
Yeah, when he comes back. I've been drinking coffee since I was probably 2 years old.
Okay.
As my dad would say, right?
Café.
Yeah, cafecito.
Oscar, drink more café.
Cafecito, is that a small cup of coffee?
No. You know, this is my dad's bit is, and this is funny because
I didn't know his dad had a bit.
I did this growing up. My dad doesn't like doing anything, like as far as domestic.
Right.
Because, you know, truly, he does pay the mortgage and take care of business.
So he comes home and he wants his house to be his castle and he wants to be waited on.
Sure. So his bit, as we assimilated in the States, has been always, hey, is there anything to drink? And subconsciously, one of us would scurry up and
so
go
that
and
is,
get
you
him a drink.
Have to get your father a beverage.
Get me a drink now, one of you.
Right.
Right? It's either one of you or mom.
Now, can this be an alcoholic beverage?
It could be anything.
But
my dad's thirsty. Get him something.
So when he says, is there anything to drink?
He's parched.
But it usually means a soft drink.
A soft drink, a water. The next question would be, what type of drink would you like, Dad?
The way to ruin the bit is he says, is there anything to drink? And you say, nope.
I bet they couldn't do that.
No! Right. Beat down.
Because even a glass of water would suffice.
Do you want to go to college? Exactly.
All right, so we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll find out about what the total caffeine intake is, just as we go to break. 4 cups of coffee.
And 10-hour, which is concentrated caffeine.
10-hour energy.
Yes.
The concentrated caffeine, and then you get to your meeting where they're drinking coffee.
Yes.
We'll check in with a stroke boy right after this.
The low rider is a little higher.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have to tell you, it is such a thrill for me to have a Sleep Number bed in the house and to have them as a sponsor of this program, because I have been a fan of Sleep Number beds for a very, very long time, and I've got a brand new one that is just fantastic. It's not only adjustable on both sides where you can get your own setting.
Sure.
Mrs. O'Mara likes an 80. I'm all the way up to 100 because I've been doing it for therapy on my back.
Wow.
I'm maxing it out, and I love it. It is so firm and so fantastic. I'll back off anywhere down to 70, 60 for my Sleep Number setting. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on how firm their mattress should be. The Sleep Number king bed that we have in the O'Mara household allows Carla to have her perfect setting, and also with the adjustable bed, she can actually have the bed lift up, and
ooh,
we can watch television.
That is so cool.
It's an adjustable bed as well. They offer those at the Sleep Number store, and I have my setting, and we can sleep in the comfort that we want, and Sleep Number beds allow you to sleep better together. The O'Maras love our Sleep Number. You will too. Remember, you'll only find Sleep Number beds at a Sleep Number store where mattresses start at just $699. Right now at Sleep Number, take advantage of 48-month special financing on select Sleep Number beds with approved credit. This offer ends February 2nd. See store for details. So this offer is just about to expire. You can find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again, 800-511-0061. If you say, hey, there's not one in our area, call that number to check, because they're opening new ones all the time.
I bet there is. I bet there's a new one right up the street, right?
Yeah, in Gainesville. Saw it just the other day in the brand new little complex they have up there in Gainesville, Virginia. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And now it's back to Oscar's World, ladies and gentlemen. Thought you were going to play that again. But
I appreciate that.
You know, he's going to kill me if I do it.
Very good. So Oscar's
Striking
World.
Distance.
When last we checked, it was a busy day for Oscar. He was up at 4 a.m. He was justifying his caffeine.
Didn't eat breakfast.
Yes, didn't eat
breakfast. Didn't eat lunch.
10-hour energy, which is 2 5-hour energy drinks, which would kill me.
Yeah, heart explode.
4 cups of coffee, and you get to the meeting, and they're drinking coffee.
So, again, we're there, and we're done with the meeting. I leave Leesburg, and I said, well, I haven't eaten anything all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a Panera, and I said, you know, I'll stop at Panera and get something to eat.
I love to go to Panera because the bread is so hard and expensive.
It was
Panera.
Right there.
Panera, baby!
I walk in, and I say, okay, this is strange. my hand's a little numb. My right hand's getting a little numb. I said, it's probably that cold outside. My right hand is getting
a
little numb.
Christ, wow. You're having a caffeine attack.
So I'm
body shutting. He's seizing.
I order and, you know, wasn't too busy. Got my meal, sit down. And I realized that about 5 minutes later, my forearm is getting numb.
Oh, so it's Jesus. Creeping up your
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, it's creeping up.
It's and, like that's like stroke time.
Yeah, heart attack.
Well, at this time, I say, okay, I've always seen on TV that you have to go, and I come from a medical family, mind you.
Oh, of course. Well, that makes you qualified.
That maybe an aspirin is going to help. So where's the CVS around it? But in that shopping center, there's a CVS.
Perfect.
So I look at my French onion soup. I got the twosome, and I got the chicken Caesar salad, and I'm looking at both of them. And I'm like,
soup and salad.
I'm like, could I make it to CVS, get the aspirin, and come back, and they won't
clear your plate.
Clear my plate. Right?
10 symptoms of caffeine overdose.
Mm.
Jitters, restlessness, and nervousness. Not if you have those.
No.
Okay, you don't have those?
No.
I've seen you be jittery. You were jittery last Friday.
I was. Jesus.
Increased heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nausea?
Yes.
Did you mistake your nausea for hunger? Is that why you went to Panera?
Yes.
Okay.
Anxiety?
Yes.
Heart palpitations, cardiac arrhythmia?
That's correct.
Insomnia?
Yes.
Sweating?
A little sweat, but it's so cold. Who knows?
Dizziness?
That's right.
Dizziness?
Got a little dizzy.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you. Vomiting? Do you ever vomit because
didn't
of caffeine?
Didn't vomit.
And awful.
The last is a cardiac arrest. So
okay.
Scary. Scary stuff. Yes.
So I'm there, and they have these dainty spoons at these like really run-of-the-mill places. There's no real like not solid silverware.
What you wanted is a soup spoon, and what you got is a plastic teaspoon.
Basically.
Yeah, okay.
So I realized that I can no longer eat with even pick up this like maybe a fraction of an ounce spoon and actually get the spoon to my mouth because my numb and my hand and my forearm are so numb.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
Are you completely freaked out?
No. Again, I come from a medical family, so I don't want to overdo it.
So you knew this was probably caffeine.
I'm on Obamacare. And who knows if that worked.
Oh, God.
So meanwhile, he's about to remake My Left Foot.
Yeah,
because right. He can't eat with his dominant hand.
All right, so what happened next? What happened next, Rush? You didn't think that maybe I should go to an ER?
So I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I went to Google like
attaboy.
Everybody else does. And I said, numbness, creeping up arm.
Did you say glass?
Search.
Did you do it with your glasses?
No, I didn't have glass on.
Okay. Just
search.
Checking.
And then the first thing that comes up is MS. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't have time for MS.
Yeah.
Too busy.
Mike.
Too busy.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I decline your diagnosis of multiple sclerosis because I've got a very full docket.
So you're in the meeting when they have the coffee?
I'm in the meeting when they're having the coffee.
And this is after you've had the numbness.
This is after the meeting where the numbness starts.
After the, okay.
On his way to Panera.
At least to get the meeting out of the way. It's an important meeting for the show.
Attaboy. Yeah.
Thank you.
So the meeting's over. I'm eating. I can now not physically lift my arm. So I start eating with my left hand. I'm not really left-handed.
And you're calm?
Well, again, I don't want to be the guy that goes to the ER for anything, you know?
I understand, but that to me would be something
besides,
where you're stroking out.
How would he sign the paperwork at the ER? He can't use his dominant arm.
All right, Checky.
So I start doing a breathing exercises to calm down. I do the math
how do you
in my
do
head.
This?
I said I really it's kind of
through the nose, out the mouth?
Yes. I start just really trying to concentrate on my breathing. And I'm not eating at this time, and I'm sure the two young ladies across the way that were across from me in Panera, they're like, this guy having a situation.
So you're breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth like that?
Yes.
So you're sitting in a chair in this little coffee shop.
I didn't
shop,
want to hyperventilate. Basically.
And you're going, and did they notice that you were, did you appear to be in distress?
No, I didn't want
this
to.
This worries me, man.
I didn't want to. I'm 35. Nothing can happen. I'm bulletproof.
I know you're 35,
yeah,
but it's like all the same crap that we've all gone through in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time you're in a world where I would hope that this is not like, you know, we always pride ourselves. Yes, we have to, you know, we have to come in here and perform every day, but this ain't like the old radio biz, right? We're trying to make our own thing. I don't want you to let the stress get to you.
No,
and I know you work hard.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's
about the chemicals, Mike. It's not a stress.
Yeah, but the week was also just jam-packed.
It was a big week.
It's been a big week. It worries me when you know, if you're sitting there in a coffee shop and you're, you know, like stroking out and not going to the doctor, that's kind of weird.
So I say to myself, it's been 20 minutes. Now my arm is, my full arm, forearm, and hand is numb, like almost asleep.
Okay, so right? Yeah, is it tingly or just
it's
dead?
It's tingly, but it's almost dead as well. So okay. I'm like, oh, here we go. So
you're sure this is the caffeine as this is happening?
I'm already thinking. I was like, I've never had 4 cups of coffee in a 10-hour energy.
Okay, so
this
you
kind of,
and that maybe calms you because you
and
know
I
what
hadn't
it is.
Eaten anything.
You start drinking water?
I went right back to the Acai berry unsweetened tea. 4 cups of that.
Tea!
Unsweetened.
It's not uncaffeinated.
Well, if it's Acai berry tea.
Oh,
it's,
my God!
Yeah, oh, my God!
That's a caffeinated beverage. You went to Acai berry tea. You have ingested another stimulant.
4 cups.
Oh, my God.
I pounded them. Oh, no. I thought I was dehydrated.
It's tea. Tea keeps me up half the night when I drink tea.
Dummy.
He is a dummy. He's a mallet head. Smart about a lot of things. Yeah. Really dumb about a lot of things,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you didn't feel any better, I would assume.
No.
No.
Were you able to drive your car home?
So I didn't even get to the car yet.
Okay.
I was like, if I get to the car, you know, it's a win.
Right. So,
yeah, big victory.
I call my brother because I knew if I called my sister, I would be judged.
And you'd be lectured.
I'd be judged, right? She's the oldest. Mm-hmm. And I say, I'll call my brother, the anesthesiologist.
Right.
No answer.
They never answer when you're like in medical distress, when you're trying to get your free medical advice.
Call my sister.
Right.
Answers.
Okay.
She only answered
because of another reason that I will tell you in just a moment.
Yeah,
do you feel a little disappointed that she answers? Or are you panicked yet?
No. Because the next call was 911.
Yeah, you're panicked.
Okay. The next call was 911.
Right.
I'm not going to call them for dumb things. Right. Right? Okay. I'm going to call them for scripts.
I hope she told you to back off. I hope she told you to back off on the caffeine.
I call. I said, look, don't be alarmed, but I've got a situation here. My soup's getting cold.
Because I can't eat it because my arm's dead.
Yes. Right. I got the dead arm.
So we went through the day, and she said, you clearly are overdosing. You've overdosed on caffeine. It's happening right now. You have to. She goes, what's in front of you? I said, French onion soup, the grilled chicken Texas. Order another French onion soup. You have to fill your stomach with as much grease as possible. Like
grease?
Like just the greasy or food or something.
Food, something. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you have an appetite at this point?
No.
Oh, so you're feeling, you know, you're OD.
That's the nausea, which is a symptom of the OD.
Right.
Yeah. So I kill the soup. And I'm still on the phone with her while she's talking on speakerphone. She's like, okay, now order another one.
So in your car, you're doing this?
No. I'm in Panera.
Oh, you're
Panera.
In the store. Yeah, in the store. Right.
He's still in the triage.
Yes.
You're in Panera. You haven't gotten to the car.
Yeah. And not for nothing, 15 minutes later, after I kill the soup and then I start with my next one, I'm feeling better.
Because you're getting it.
Isn't that wild?
You're watering it down. What am I saying? You're dissolving it. What's the
word? You're diluting it.
Yes.
But
that's,
you know,
the
what's
word.
Crazy.
Thank you, Rob.
Is that if he went to Panera and bought 2 bowls of soup, it would have been cheaper to go to the ER.
The copay. The copay is much cheaper than having 2 bowls of soup at Panera.
So I hate Panera.
Again, I love Panera.
I'm not a fan either. Maybe that's a fat, skinny thing.
Yeah. So, portions tiny. Yeah. Bill big.
And then my sister starts going into the whole thing, like, what are you doing to yourself?
Red Bull.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
She starts lecturing me, right?
Yes.
Which dovetails into, okay, now that you're not dying.
Yes.
Did you get my text? And this is, and mind you that I am 35 years old.
Yes.
I am a grown man.
Bravo.
That doesn't know that tea has caffeine in it. Apparently.
That's right. But you do now. And that's what we do.
Now I know.
That's why you work with a man 20 years your senior. So you can find things out like
During the day at 11:54 a.m., we were doing the bonus show.
That's right.
Right.
We're finishing up
the
second.
We were working. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Working because I work for a living.
Yeah. And Thursdays.
I actually do things.
Yeah. We record too. Yes. And, you know, we've had conference calls and, you know, it's been a busier than normal week.
Busy week.
Yeah. Normally we have a, you know, we skate through a week. We have a great time and, you know, a lot of free time on our hands. Not the case this week.
The reason why my sister answered, she doesn't usually answer, is because at 11:54 a.m. she had texted me.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably thought I was calling her back on this text.
Regarding the text. And
yes.
You have the text.
Not my health. Yes.
You have the text?
She says, can you come with us to Beverly Hills from 12:14 to 12:21?
Do you want
to
let the cat out of the bag about the whole Beverly Hills thing that your sister?
They're moving.
They're moving. They're actually.
The
hubby got a great gig.
Cedar Sinai.
And this is Jose.
No, this is Costa.
This is Costa.
Yes.
Costa got a great gig out at Cedar Sinai, and he's going to be moving to Beverly.
Good for him.
Yeah. So they're house hunting out, believe it or not, in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Because he's going to be a big muckety muck doctor in Beverly Hills, everybody.
Crazy.
Hopefully he can help. Book guests. I don't know how that works. Yeah. But regardless, they're moving, right? They're moving in 4 months from Pittsburgh to Beverly Hills. I see this text. I get fired up because she, what I realize is this, is that she needs kid care.
Oh, so she wants you to come along as a manny.
So what was the gist of the text that she sent you?
That was the gist. That was it.
We're moving. We're house hunting. Can
Pretty
you come
please,
out?
Pretty please with sugar on top. We'll pay for the ticket and the stay.
So they want you to watch the kids while they hunt the house.
I know this.
They want you to be a nanny.
A manny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does she know that you, I mean, I know it's
that
a
you
podcast,
have a job,
but yeah. Does she know you have a work?
When I got the text, we were wrapping up the show. So I got a little fired up, right? And basically, this is the equivalent of her coming to my home, spitting on my floor.
And that's not that bad.
In my eyes, yes. And then what I realize is all this love and affection I get in Christmas or I get maybe on a phone call.
She's been real nice to you lately?
Yes.
Been setting you up to do this?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
You know what? But you need to come to terms with the fact what I've done with my entire family and my wife. They think I'm very nice, but they don't think I've worked a day in my life.
Me too.
True enough, though.
All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back. We'll take a break. More with Oscars World right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for listening, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by our Amazon page. Truly the best way to support the show. This is why we hit it this time of year.
Yes.
Because there are lots of great sales and great opportunities on Amazon. Chances for you to get great deals on watches, office supplies, baby needs, whatever you need. Send me a Facebook message. Let me know exactly what you get on Amazon. I'd love to share that with our listeners.
I was there this morning. I'm buying some Bruno Mars music because I'm really into him right now. And he's doing halftime at the Super Bowl. Some of the records are down to 69 cents each.
Yep.
And the thing about it, if you buy music on Amazon instead of iTunes, it plays across all platforms. It's the place
Universal.
To buy MP3s. Yes.
Amazon is also the best way to shop for everything that your office needs. We tell you that all the time. If you're an office manager, you can help this show enormously by buying your office supplies on Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Today and every day, a great way to save money and support the show. Remember, click Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com and don't be afraid to bookmark it.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we've gotten you through the caffeine crisis.
No stroke.
Yes, no stroke. It is a
Oscars
caffeine
world.
But I would imagine, did your sister give you
a stroke?
We'll get back to her asking you to go out to Beverly Hills to be a manny.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want to say, during her lecture, when she judged, is this helpful because she's a medical professional? Did she say, you got to be careful of the caffeine?
Okay, so once we were past this, I would say she gave me a good 15, 30 minutes of medical care.
That's good.
So I'll get that, right?
All right.
I'll take that. God, that I have that, that is just priceless.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it was, did you get my text?
Right.
Can you come to Beverly Hills for a week?
Mm-hmm.
So we had this conversation. I said, look, I know that I'm alive now, but I was like, with all due respect,
right.
I love you, and I know that I'm still your little brother, but I was like, I'm 35, and I know that I'm the fun uncle, but...
The funcle.
The funcle.
Is this Luca's mother?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And you're crazy about those.
Yeah. And I was
he's
like,
a beautiful
and
boy.
And
great
I would want nothing more than to be flown to Beverly Hills while you guys look for houses, and I can sit there in the hotel room.
They want you to be with their kids.
Yes.
They want you to play Lego, but on another
all right,
coast.
Let me just say, Oscar and I talked about this last night, and I will tell you this: that not only do I totally track with it, like Rob does as well.
Sure.
With our families that are like, well, how's that nice little goofy clown show that you did?
Are you still doing that?
That's exactly
I get that a lot. Get that a lot. You still doing that?
How they look at it, and that's it. And then throw in the fact that you are so what you do to put meat on the table in your household is so valueless that you can just drop everything
for a week
to go out and be a babysitter.
I said the reason why I didn't hit 911 is because I thought about the thousands of dollars that this would cost.
Right.
Because that was the next call after if you didn't answer.
Right.
I said, I was like, I didn't go to med school. I was like, but I have a real job. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an engineer. I was like, but I bust my ass for what we do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I said, so when you do this, like it really, like it makes me feel like you simply think that my mortgage gets paid by mom or dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you don't have to get personal about it. And I
But she needed to hear it.
And, but you know what? She was the first one to get personal.
But here's the thing. And let me ask you this, because this is how... look, I talk about my sister, because I have a similar situation.
Yes.
My sister does very well, and I get the same vibe. This might be our own insecurity, because we're performers, and we're like that, but there is part of it that...
it's based in
you
fact.
You know, you would think that there would be the occasional reach out. It's the same in my family. Many of the times that I've had someone reach out to me, it's because something's gone wrong, or she wanted me to help out with my mom, or something like that. Never just, how are you? How's it going? Not in a million years.
No. And you know, what I
but
still
you know
get,
that's a two-way street as well.
It is, but we'll have, you know, our maybe three times a year a big family get together.
Right.
And keep in mind, I'm youthful, but I've been doing this for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people in my family.
Incidentally, Rob, that is the first word I always use to describe you.
I meant
youthful.
I meant youthful in a comparison to some of the people in this room, Mike.
Good
youthful.
Try.
Yes. I was trying not to say
incorrect.
You know, I'm not.
Game over. Keep practicing.
Rob Spiewak, most often to Oscar, energetic and a dynamic worker. Mike, very creative and a wonderful mimic. Rob Spiewak, youthful.
Let me rephrase it.
Okay.
Of course, I was but a baby when Mike started in this business.
You can't get out of this one today.
No, but for 20 years I've been doing it, and I still have people in my family. And what is it that you do again?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's not that hard to understand.
It sucks because we're very proud of what we do.
We are.
And the people that are into what we do.
Maybe it's because I'm so youthful.
Oh, my God. And then he chose the wrong word.
We get such great feedback from the people that like what we do,
right,
that it is hurtful to us when our families diminish what we do.
I
or
don't
put
want them to listen
it.
To the show, but I want them to understand what my craft is.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
So she says to me, I was like, look, because she's like a second mother, I said, if there's an issue with kid care, how about this? I'll go and pick up the kids for the week that you're gone. I'll bring them to mom's, and then Shannon and I could live out of the Olney home, which is suburban Maryland, suburban outside.
Yeah, so you would take care of them?
That I would take care of
except for like 5 hours
a
day.
I would do the mornings, early mornings. Shannon doesn't go to really work till 2.
That is a stupendously generous offer.
And a wonderful solution.
I think, but it's also, you're being the caregiver of the family, which you seem to be a lot.
Yes.
That's a good offer.
So, and I said, mom can watch them as well. Like, it's a group effort. Team effort. You guys, I was like, really, do you have time for, because the problem is this, they were going to go to Disney World. Now, this is 1% problem.
Is this the Disneyland this is the, out in California?
This is the 1% problem. And, and she's worked hard and so has he.
Okay. God,
and there's not a bone of I'm championing their efforts.
But you're
right?
saying that they've built a trip to Disneyland in California into this trip to 90210.
Yes.
So that's the reason they're bringing the kids.
Yes.
Okay.
And they want you to be
That's why they need a Manny.
They want the Manny to take them to Disney World?
Yes. This is on the heels of the conversation we had yesterday.
Now, this is just I'm just spitballing here. Would they trust me enough to take the kids?
That is fantastic. Rob Spiewak.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Nice to be with Oscar.
Hello, Luca. We're going to have a great week in amusement park.
Because you'd like it that much, wouldn't you?
I could never. I couldn't get a week off.
That's funny.
And so I said to her, I said, we could do that. And she goes, well, look, we promised the kids that we would take them to Disneyland. They don't know we're moving yet because they haven't dropped the ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then how old are the kids?
The bomb. They're, I would say, 4 and 8.
Yeah, this is not that
wow,
big.
Wow, Luca
a deal.
Is 8 now?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
It's not that big a deal.
It really isn't. Right?
Easy to relocate a kid at that
sure.
age. Yeah.
So I said, why don't you guys just send them over here and you guys go find a house? You're moving to California. Disneyland isn't going anywhere. Legoland isn't going anywhere. Why complicate? And I know because my sister's like me. She wants to make sure that everybody's happy.
Sure.
And that.
Mm-hmm.
Or
right.
not me, but everybody.
And there's obviously a little guilt about the move, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
right.
he brings up such a valid point. They're going to have plenty of time to go to Disneyland when they live there.
Yeah.
This is going to be a hard enough trip. If they have to fly out there and find a house.
And
Oscar,
week-
what you've done is you've solved the problem.
Yes.
And incidentally, I've seen, Oscar's told me about the job offer that that the hubby got.
Yeah.
They can buy a luxury suite at Disney World.
Exactly.
Job offer.
Right?
It's his.
No problem. At all.
We will not wait in lines or anything.
they can build the Disney World in their backyard.
He's Greek.
Right.
Why does it have to be Latin? Because right. Latinos marry Latinos.
I don't do
you
very many voices.
Yeah.
You're lucky I didn't make him Italian.
Right.
Just let me know if he ever gets a chance to give Brandy Glanville a pelvic exam. That's what I'd like to know.
So,
yeah, all right. Yeah,
Quiet comes over the phone.
Okay.
And she says, "That is such a generous offer. Do you mind if I sleep on it?"
Mm-hmm.
And I say, "Sure." I was like, "Just let me know." Didn't get a text this morning. Won't get a call. I know.
You won't get a call.
Well, because she thinks I'm just going to feed him coffee all day.
Yeah, but you also know. But that's not it. What it is, and I hate to, I don't like to fuel fire in a family issue. But
no one in this room does.
But I know, but you know, Rob, I'm right about it. You know what it is? It's not convenient for her now. Her plan, you're not fitting into her plan.
She had a plan.
She won't contact you.
You were the missing puzzle piece to make her plan perfect. And even though your plan is ostensibly better, and it is, I think we can all agree it's better for the kids. It's better. It's actually better for your sister.
Because even moving, if you're moving, it's stressful.
Yes.
Right? Here's the thing. Take the kids out. Go house shopping with the kids. It's not like you can't tell them to sit there and play in the backyard while you're looking at the upstairs bedroom, okay?
They'll play the Steinway.
And you know what I would tell her, though, seriously? I would say, hey, kids, that would be part of the fun.
Oh, they could pick their bedrooms.
8-year-olds would like that. An 8-year-old to run around and go, we're going to go look at your new house. And you invest the kids.
Yeah, what you have to do is you would get them excited. It's all how you spin it.
How would you spin it?
I would spin it.
Because you love really hard.
Can I? May I? May I jump in here? Because I really, this is how I would spin it. I said, first of all, you haven't told the kids yet. You think it's going to be maybe some news that's going to be stressful for them. Make them part of the whole thing. You're going out to look at houses in California. Your new wonderful life.
They've never
seen
a palm tree, probably.
No, but my point is it's part of it. It's how you do it. For the parents. Make it fun for the kids. What are they worried about? That the kids are going to be running around the house? No, I mean,
well, you know what? That's the realtor's problem. What you do is, first of all, how I would do it, and if my kids were that age, I'll rewind a little bit. I would show them pictures and stuff and let them know a little bit about Los Angeles. I say, you know what? It's warm all the time. The weather is beautiful all the time.
They have Costco there.
They have everything that you have here, but it's better. The oranges grow on trees, and then you're right by Disneyland and all this. The things and guess what? We're going out there.
First of all,
we're going to let you pick a house.
Rob, with all due respect, I think you're overplaying it. We're moving. We're going to go out to, it's a great place, California. Come out, we'll show you the house.
You can stay.
This doesn't have to be handled.
No, you give them.
How soft are we making our children
stay
nowadays?
Stay or come.
No, that's how my
If you don't like it, if you're going to pitch a fit, stay back in the house in Pittsburgh.
Well, you see,
we're selling it, by
the way. Perhaps not the best way to handle it. But if you take 5 minutes, if you invest the 5 minutes to get them excited, you make it a positive experience.
Right. 5 minutes, but they don't have to go through the whole thing. Well, warm. They got
palm trees. How did you tell Carla?
That in 5 minutes.
What's that?
Because she's younger. Yeah. How did you tell Carla?
She's not eight.
That you guys were moving
to Florida. I said, it's warm. They have palm trees. And oranges grow on trees. And here's the most important thing.
Yeah.
It's been many shows since I've said it.
Yes.
And Carla, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you won't get any older. And you won't ever die.
When we get where we're going, we'll never be sick, we won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
Maybe they should say that to the kids.
Never die. I think
if you get the kids excited, and if you make the kids think that they're part of choosing the house,
which they are,
then they're in. They're 100% in. They're
going to
be like Natalie Wood at the end of Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
Exactly.
He's real. He's real.
But
Santa's cane is in the corner by the fire.
Except it's Mike O'Mara's cane.
Right.
The side note was to me, right? Just because I was like, if this really works and they start getting celebrity clients, mm-hmm. and I don't know what the doctor-patient confidentiality clause is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Right.
Because I'm not a doctor, right? Mm-hmm. I just signed.
Well, as you proved yesterday, you're not even a patient. Yeah.
Brandy Glanville, pelvic exam.
Wouldn't it be just fantastic if there was like, hey, you know, my brother does a radio show. Mm-hmm. They don't have to call it a podcast, a radio show.
Right. Yes.
Would you ever consider? Or what if they get a casting director or publicist?
You know what? Who knows? I mean, they're plugged in there. And you know what? We always talked about road trips.
Exactly.
Yes. You go out to the excuses. Oh, what if the family? You visited my family up in Maine. We visit your family out in Beverly Hills.
What if the house they choose has one of those mother-in-law houses? Like out back? Like we could be Cato Kalin.
You know that. I would lobby for
they
that.
They could do the show.
I'll stay incidentally.
From Cato's house.
Yes, exactly.
I'll stay at the Wyndham Bellage.
Of course you will.
Oh, please.
On Sunset Boulevard. Thank
I've never
you very
been.
Much.
I've been to Los Angeles, I mean, proper. You know,
West Hollywood, Beverly Hollywood, Hills, beautiful part of the area. And I think that, you know, when they get settled in out there. Now, listen, we're not coming over. You know, it's not going to be
I thought we were doing the show as a home invasion.
From their house?
Yes.
It depends if they have space.
Yeah, you work. If there's a place we could go, you know, work out the details.
Great internet. We'll
say, it's high-speed internet.
Or I could call...
Always the key.
I could call some of our high-powered Hollywood friends. I think Van Patten's have Fios.
Yeah, right. Dick Van Patten.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, is Dick's not in? Is Vince there at his house across the street?
We'll wait for Nels, please.
Thank you very much. Hi, Patton. It's Mike O'Mara. With an apostrophe. But anyway, so...
Do you mean the guy who couldn't control his phone at the screening of Walter Mitty?
So embarrassing. I'm still embarrassed.
That's my DJ friend.
Walter Mitty didn't do too hot, did it?
No. But and that's really not your fault.
No, it's not Patton's fault either. Patton's part of the movie was great. You know what the problem with that? Kristen Wiig.
Mm, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think
too much hype?
Yes, I think so. But anyway, what's the final verdict? What are you going to do regarding...
well, I'm not going.
Are they going to call you back, do you think, and say...
I won't get a call back.
You won't get a
call back at all? It's like I went for an audition, and I'm not going to get a call back.
Because they... Wow. It's not...
I'm not right for the part.
It's not their plan. If it's not convenient, you're totally blown off.
Well, but to be fair, this solution came right after an OD. Like, you're not going to give... I mean,
you got the free medical advice out of her, which is the most important thing.
But I will say this, that if I was in her shoes and I had a brother who's younger and just basically drank 4 cups of tea after he was ODing on caffeine.
Because he's an idiot.
Yeah. Maybe not the right guy to give kids yet.
I don't know. You know what? He's got your track record speaks for itself.
You're a concerned person. You love your little nephew and you have been a good caretaker.
Shannon is good and your mom will be involved.
But I think that's a double-edged sword as well. If you're the fun uncle,
right.
Then are you not respected?
Right.
Right?
I think it's not that. It's the fact that you are not a medical professional, or you're not, like in my family, you're not involved in high finance, in investment
because
bank.
You know what happened yesterday when she heard about all the tea and coffee and the 10-hour energy? He went from being Oscar to being Tio Jaime. You're gonna put Luca in the back of a pickup truck,
right? You're very excited about their move out to Beverly Hills, though, right?
I'm happy for them.
And are they looking?
They have busted their ass,
and they're looking in Beverly Hills.
Yes, though. To be fair, like the D.C. area,
right? Okay,
it's not the same.
Yeah.
Yet in Pittsburgh, for what they paid for their home, it was really a hard choice because you can live like a king in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Sure.
And in Beverly Hills, I mean, they're not Will and Jada Pinkett.
No. The money out there is insane.
It's different.
Hey,
it's
crazy. I was watching Lisa Vanderpump the other day.
And, you know what? She rules.
You know what I do when I watch that? Because you've got the Vanderpumps that own the restaurant.
Thank you.
And he's the British guy. And they look like they poop gold bricks.
They really, really do.
And
that's happening on next week's episode,
I can't wait. Incidentally, that show. And I know you look in, right?
Yeah, well, I don't look in like you look in.
I try. I'm addicted, and now Carla's on board.
I can't.
It's so bad. You know what? It's not bad. What's great
about it? What
about
when the little Vanderpump went to her birthday party, and they went to, like, Cabo, was it? And the ex-boyfriend kept bringing broads on their boat. But it's my party. It's my booze cruise.
Right. I don't remember that one.
Oh, it was enough. I felt like I was ODing on caffeine.
Yeah, that's not Vanderpump Rules, is it?
That was Vanderpump Rules. Yeah.
Oh, no. I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh. I do not watch Vanderpump. Thank you for the correction.
Mrs. Spiewak looks in on both.
I will give my paragraph for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
My number one go-to next to Downton Abbey. It is my second chick
show. You are so complicated.
I am complicated. I don't watch that.
You are a weird dude.
And now there's True Detective with Matthew McConaughey, and I'm all into that one, too.
I wouldn't let you watch my kids for a week.
What I love. This is it. You have all these shows that are The Real Housewives. And you know what? They all, except for Beverly Hills, they all suck. And let me tell you why they suck.
Okay.
Because those people out in that world is so completely foreign to anybody in the rest of the country. It is like nothing you will ever see. The way they live, the way they communicate. Yes. And I know they do the fake scenarios, but they really don't have to. All they have to do is have their little Hollywood parties and have the people hate each other.
It goes to the next level where it stops being like science fiction and escapist to it becomes so foreign that people are put off by it?
I don't get put off by it because it is their little world and I am in no way envious or jealous. I look at all that money.
It's a stressful world.
Oh, it's a terrible world.
I'll give you an example.
This is really in my opinion. Look, the world they present, and I always say this about reality TV, the world they're presenting to us, to me, is
a horror show, an absolute horror show.
I agree.
I would not want to live like that.
So for my brother-in-law's job, he has to live within 5 miles or 10 minutes of the hospital.
Right.
Okay. Right? So they are, it's narrow casted. They have to live in this radius.
Okay, which is the 90210.
Yes. Right. So you sit there, and again, it's stressful because I say this because she's not an actress and he's not an actor. He's a doctor. Now, yeah. He does very well,
that's okay.
You know.
So was, the Maloofs. right?
That's true.
What's her name? Her husband was a doctor.
So as
Bernie? Sam.
Adrian Maloof was
that's
the lady.
Right. Nice pull.
Right.
The average rent for a home was $11,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
In that range.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. But that includes electric.
We'll take a break on that note. Are you ready with Oscar
Otzi?
It's cool. Been all Oscar all the time on Friday's show. We'll take
Love
a break.
It.
Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our good friend Chris Yoko is a good guy, and he's done something very, very special with Inova Blood Donor Services. If you're a blood donor who lives in the D.C. metro area, then chances are you donate with Inova Blood Donor Services.
Yep.
We've worked with them before as part of their charity hockey classic, and we are very excited to share this news with you. Chris Yoko, who is the business manager for the Mike O'Mara Show and a wonderful guy, is a blood donor with Inova, and he has built an app for his fellow donors. The app is called Simply Inova Blood Donor. That's I-N-O-V-A. Inova Blood Donor. It's available for the iPhone and Android. You can also find it at InovaBlood.com. The app is simple to use. It makes it easy to set reminders for when you're eligible to donate again. Find the blood drives closest to you. Get directions to drives and even quick links that allow you to book and manage your appointments online. If you're a blood donor in the D.C. area, we'd love for you to download the app and use it to help you find a blood drive, maybe even this weekend. And if you're a first-time donor, it's a great place to get started. The app is called Inova Blood Donor, and it's in the iTunes App Store and Google Play Market. Or you can go to InovaBlood.com. Please check it out today and donate soon.
Yes, please do.
Without further ado, it's time for Oscar Otzi. Throughout his caffeine overdose and his family troubles, he has managed to cobble together the latest in entertainment news this week, and a lot's going on. Take it away, Oscar Santana.
Thank you very much. Aye, 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 aye! Gentlemen.
My favorite part of the week.
Oh, and incidentally, go on Facebook to see Oscar's body double on the diving board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bruno Mars?
Thanks, Drew.
Yes, I love Bruno Mars.
You know, he's only 28?
Hard to believe.
He's so talented.
He's performing in the halftime show of the Super Bowl.
He is one of the guys that I think is the real deal, and it's fun to watch him, and I think the old farts like him as well as the young kids.
Did you remember, I guess it was last season when he hosted Saturday Night Live, and mm-hmm. they called on him to do musical impressions?
Really fantastic.
And very fantastic. His album is outstanding. He's so young, and wasn't it last year that he was on, I think, 4 or 5 number one records with other artists?
He's also written.
Yeah, he's
many
great.
Number one singers.
And a good guy, I believe.
Yeah.
You don't hear a lot of crap about
him. So he'll be singing in Spanish during the halftime show.
Okay.
Boo! I don't know.
You jerk. All right. But I also wanted to mention that what I didn't realize is that it really took him some time to break through, even at 28.
28 is old for like an artist nowadays.
Because, and particularly at the Super Bowl, where it's been the purveyance of old artists for the last 5 or 10 years.
But I'm saying, when he's talking about the fact of coming up through the ranks, I mean, there's so many. What was the Lord? She's 17 years old.
He said, nobody knew what nationality I was in the music industry. Nobody knew where to put me.
A lot of people thought he was from Mars.
No, but because if you look, you don't know. I thought that would be a selling point.
Right.
He said it was hard for people to actually buy into him as an artist and not just a songwriter because they said, how are we going to sell you?
I like the rhythm, and I think that's what what really, to me, got his music on the map is just he's so tight. The band is so tight. It's
great
fantastic.
Music. This sounds like a Police record. Some of his stuff sounds like Motown stuff.
Yep.
You can't pigeonhole him, and in the past, that was a selling point. You're right. But nowadays, music is so segmented.
Yes.
Hey, did you watch the British Invasion special on CNN last night?
No, I didn't know it was on.
My God.
How dare you?
I should have texted
you. You should have.
Oh, my God. It was all you.
Was it great?
I'm sure they'll rebroadcast it. It was damn fine.
I'll find it.
It was really a terrific
show. I would have gotten the text.
What's
that? He would have gotten the text in the morning.
Yeah, he wouldn't have responded.
I'm charging it on the third floor.
But you would love it. Absolutely.
Too bad I'll never see it because I'm too stupid.
What do you guys think? They kind of shoehorned this in at the last minute that the Red Hot Chili Peppers are also going to perform. Did you even know that?
I don't like that because I think he's a big enough talent that he could carry.
Right?
But what that is, they're thinking he's skewing too youthful, and they're bringing in rockers.
Well, that's the playbook.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
They've
but
done
it wasn't
that
announced that way originally.
Right. Right.
I feel like someone got nervous.
I agree.
And they just added the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Give it away, give it away.
Now, gentlemen, I know that you're a big fan of Back to the Future.
Yes.
You enjoy them?
Mike loves the
no.
ride.
No.
No. It was, for me, that was a game changer movie. I saw it in the theater.
How do you not
five
like
times.
Those?
It was a big bowl of mess.
All three?
Yeah, I mean,
even the first one?
Oh, all three of them are great for different reasons.
Thank you, Rob.
They're really
you will
good.
Answer your text.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
Not my
really?
Cup of tea.
No, why not? When's the last time
I watched The Godfather marathon? That's what the kind of movie I like.
Doesn't
I don't
mean
like...
you can't watch both.
Yeah, but they're, I don't like action adventure fantasy bull.
Oh, but it was the first movie to really attack space time continuum and like linearity and storyline, and it's so well told.
Super nerd.
Yeah, you're a super nerd.
Would you go see a musical of Back to the Future?
On stage or on the screen?
On stage.
That's a tough call, because I think the movie has a lot to do with the movie making. I'm not sure what translates.
We'll start in London.
Sounds like another original idea is coming down the pipe.
Okay.
And make its way to Broadway. They're bringing Back to the Future, the musical.
Oh, forget it.
To the stage.
Now, I would have to guess that Michael J. Fox will not be in it.
He will not be playing the role.
No.
Marty McFly.
Well, they're making him older. He's playing the role of the older Biff.
Oh, come on.
How about that? I knew a character.
Biff Tannen?
Yeah, that's great.
Biff Tannen.
Right. I meant to say is we're just starting the second coat of wax.
You know, since we are talking all about Back to the Future, perhaps I bring this one out of mouthballs, all right?
Here
we
go.
Bob Spivak, you're going to go at the space-time continuum.
Doc.
We must get Marty. Marty's got to go through the clock tower. That's what he's got to do right now. So long, everybody.
Yes. 18.2 gigawatts?
Thank you very much.
Gigawatts.
Pull that one out. Thank you.
Love it.
All right, gentlemen, since we mentioned New York briefly, have you seen the Seinfeld rumors?
I've heard them that they're going to have a Seinfeld reunion. Is this a one-time deal, or
he's
are they
cagey,
thinking about bringing
right?
the series
he's
back?
He's cagey, and I don't, again, it's... There are all these theories on there. This is my personal theory, and I'm sure other people's. I'm not going on a limb here.
Okay.
But I haven't seen this written down, but he does a show now that is online that is comedians riding in cars.
Getting
coffee with cars.
Yes.
So it's basically a podcast, but a video cast.
Very, very funny show, and it's a great insight. It's not as serious as Inside the Comedy Mind by Alan King.
He's generous. He lets comedians be funny.
Exactly.
Now, I have tape of Seinfeld that I will play in the audio vault, but I'll go ahead and play it now. Do you have a moment I can play it now? Because here he is. He answers and he doesn't answer, and I don't think he has the right to be this cagey about it. Because I don't think Seinfeld's as hot as it once was.
We saw photos of you with Jason Alexander roaming the New York streets by Tom's Diner.
That's right.
Everyone on the internet was very excited.
Yeah, everyone's on the internet.
So everyone was guessing it's either a commercial or it's another Comedians in Cars with Jason.
It's neither.
It's neither a Super Bowl commercial,
nailed it.
Which is one rumor.
It is not.
And it's not Comedians in Cars getting
caught. Well, listen to what he says here.
But it is not those things either. It's a secret project.
It's not called Seinfeld, is it?
No.
He goes on to say other Seinfeld characters are involved, and so is Larry David.
Interesting.
So, what I believe, and I don't know how Hollywood contracts work,
right?
But maybe this entire time somebody had the rights to it, and then it defaulted to Jerry.
No, it can't be, because the entire seventh season of Curb Your Enthusiasm was about a Seinfeld reunion. So they've used the characters since then. They've just chosen not to.
No,
so let me ask you. Let me make
I
it simple.
I think he's going to go to Netflix or Hulu Plus.
Do you think it's going to be a Seinfeld series again?
Or it's going to be direct and it's going to be a one-off.
Yeah.
That's my gut.
Like one show.
Like a movie.
Yeah.
That's what
I think it's going
to
be.
I think it's going to be something to do with Super Bowl. I think you're going to see something during the game or during the coverage.
I hope you're wrong.
Where they're
I'd love to see that.
You mean like a commercial?
Maybe a commercial. Maybe like a short film, like a promotional film like they do. They've got 9 hours of pregame to fill.
All right.
So I think we're going to see it, because he also went on to say, you're going to see it very soon.
Gentlemen.
Okay, interesting.
So we'll find out soon enough. I will say this, and I'll leave you with this. Rob Ford, I think Tank in Toronto, says that Rob Ford and Justin Bieber can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually compiled the tweets, like social media tweets and social media posts and news, that their fans are so rabid about them that they would have to either murder somebody or OD on drugs,
right,
which is possible, in order for their fans to turn on them.
Well, and it also speaks to my theory that this might be, especially Bieber, you know, the mayor, I think, is just a train wreck. But yeah. I think the mayor's a legitimate train wreck. But he's bought into the fact that being a bad boy has gotten him all this press. But Justin Bieber, I always say this, we always have the same discussion, is it strategy? Because it's certainly not hurting his career.
You know what I think it is? I think it's bad strategy, though. I think he should be doing it better. And I think Mayor Ford, the only people that aren't supporting him are the people that are being served by him.
Yes, the people of Toronto.
But the people that get to watch this disaster, it's a blast.
I think he's going to be reelected.
He might be.
Wow.
He says, and he's gone on
if
record.
If he files the paperwork, if he remembers.
Right.
No, he has filed already.
Oh, he has?
He has filed.
Oh.
And it says here that his chance of reelection is 89%. Simply because he saved that city $1 billion.
Yeah, fiscally, he's done a good job. That's what I hear. But
physically, not.
But also, you know, he put the city on the map.
Yeah, he did.
So that's
did.
That.
That's Oscar Rotzi, everybody. You. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault and more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. We'll be right back. All right, folks, this is the last time I'm going to get a chance to tell you about it before we see you all at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern at the Super Bowl. I got the ultimate optimistic fatalist message from Jimmy Cerrito yesterday. It's like, thanks for all the great plugs. We still have reservations available.
It'll be okay.
The fact is, we were a little behind the curve this year, letting people know that we were all going to be out there at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. So call Jimmy. Do it today. Get a reservation at 703-435-5467. Jimmy's going to have specials all day long for Super Bowl Sunday. You can get there early. The whole Mike O'Meara Show gang is getting there at 4 o'clock, and we're going to hang out for the entire game. So watch the Super Bowl with us. If you're from somewhere else, fly in. Jimmy will get you a hotel room.
Worthwhile. You know, early in the morning, Channel 5 is actually going to be there. So you can make it an all-day affair.
So is Jimmy going on the Annie U morning show, or is the Annie U morning show coming to Jimmy?
My understanding is that they're coming to Jimmy.
Really? They're going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
I won't know because I will be in a recording studio talking about hurricanes.
Of course you will.
That's all I can say about that. Anyway, do you like having a good time? Go to Jimmy's. Jimmy's will be offering 60-cent wings all day long. Additional specials will include the Beast Burger, the Danger Rust Dog. Look, I know it's a gimmicky hot dog, but the basic framework of that hot dog is the best in the business. Can't wait for that. Got big giant TVs for the game. The TVs are courtesy of Aaron's Sales and Lease of Leesburg. If you need a TV, please contact Aaron's at 703-777-4577 and tell them you heard about them on TMOS. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, Super Bowl Sunday, this Sunday. Be there. Get your reservation right now at 703-435-5467. And thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, January 31, 2014.
Stop the madness, Mike.
Yes.
It must stop.
Okay.
These people that are calling 911 for the wrong reasons, this must stop.
I didn't call.
Have you heard on, I've seen it on Facebook, the little kid that dialed 911 to get help with his math homework?
I did not.
This is not the proper use of 911.
Little bastard.
But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is in the great state of Oregon. They're doing a contest. What's the worst 911 call of the week? This is this week's winner. And don't be this guy. Don't be the guy, Mike, that goes to the gas station and can't get his credit card to be read by the machine and calls 911.
Well, I cannot believe people still do
and
this.
And whether or not you are from America.
Oh, here we go.
Or another land.
Yes.
This is never acceptable.
I agree.
Mike.
It's an emergency. That's what it's for.
Stop the madness.
911 Fire Medical or Police.
Hello. I have a question because my car there is only I trying to go to the gas station, try to pump the gas, but there is low people, low workers here because I'm in the Oregon. So what can I do? Or I need to pump the gas by myself because I just try to put in the credit card, and then I try to do it by myself, but the machine doesn't work. So what can I do now? Because I need to go to airport right now because I need to return my car, and then
Hold on. Let me stop you, sir. So
yeah, sorry.
The gas station pump's not working?
You mean what pump, or what do you mean?
The gas pump. That's what you're saying. You put your credit card in, and it didn't work?
I put my credit card inside, and then he asked me to choose credit or debit.
You know, all right. Let me stop right there. Okay, I understand.
Don't call 911 for that.
I understand the language barrier,
But I call this the Dennis Murphy rule. Okay,
what is the Dennis
You're
rule?
Being asked a specific yes/no question.
Right.
Communication is simple if you just answer the questions. Right. You know, did you put your credit card in and the machine didn't work? Yes.
Well, he had
but
to
instead
choose
he goes
credit
on.
Or debit.
Are you having a stroke?
What a Nimrod. Is your arm numb?
Maybe.
So the deal is,
will you be going to Disney World?
We must stop the madness, right. Mike. And that's what Oregon is doing to fight it. We just discussed Bruno Mars. He had a great moment. You know, and we know this from covering as many Super Bowls as we have. There is a press conference every day. And yesterday's press conference was the halftime entertainment.
Right.
And there is some lady, some C in the audience, some hen, trying to manufacture some sort of controversy about him doing the show. And he dispatches her wonderfully.
The Super Bowl halftime show is always a spectacle. And it's also, it could be a career breaker or a career maker or an excel.
Thanks.
Where are all eyes are on you, Bruno. So where are you? Where's your head at? Like, where? What kind of a spectacle are you going to bring for halftime?
No matter where I perform, I gotta. You know, it's my job to uplift the people. So whether I'm performing at a graduation party, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, the Grammys, the Super Bowl, you know, I'm gonna give it all I got, and whatever happens, happens. But I ain't scared, if that's what you think.
No, not scared, but it's...
Sit down! No, just kidding.
But I really do look forward to seeing
that
him.
What a hump that lady is.
I know. He's it could make or break your career.
Yeah. Are you worried about the fact that you'll never work again?
Yeah, he's
Bruno?
Worried about
Did
it.
You know that the Black Eyed Peas halftime show was considered a failure?
Really?
Why? I didn't think so. I was looking at doing some reporting, and I was just like, what?
The only one that I remember that...
I liked that show. I remember that show.
The one where Madonna came out like the Egyptian princess. That right. was a failure.
I remember also that I think there's more of a risk in the national anthem than anything else.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Why I was so scared when I did it. Not that I had any kind of musical career, but
at the
I was
Super
terrible.
Bowl? And to be fair, it was only the NFC playoffs oh. that Mike performed at.
Really?
No, I
not
did
the Super Bowl.
I sang the opening, the national anthem at a Nats game at RFK Stadium.
Oh, and also wow. at the Prince William
Nationals
Cannons.
Against the New York Mets.
The wow. Cannons as well.
Yeah, okay. I was going for the top one. You didn't have to... you
know,
notice how he tried to diminish
no,
it?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah.
Also, you did the minor league baseball yeah. game. I thought I'd mention that.
And that was actually yeah. a better game. They had fireworks. Do you remember the scene?
Like the Manassas track? I apologize.
Was it no good?
He did it somewhere. You did it somewhere else.
The national anthem?
Yes.
All I remember is...
Before our first podcast.
Oh, say. Anyway.
They've got an opera singer doing it this time.
Yeah, and I'd do it again. If the Super Bowl ever asked me, I'd do it.
Good for you, Mike.
Well, would I be scared?
Never burn a bridge.
Right.
Do you remember the scene from The Breakfast Club?
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Crushed.
You just bought one more right there.
Well, I'm free the Saturday after that. Beyond that, I'm going to have to check my calendar.
Good. You want another one? I'm doing society a favor.
So?
That's another one right now.
Okay, so yeah. he goes on and keeps getting to
Judd Nelson.
This is what I was reminded of when I saw this court footage by a plaintiff, I suppose. I'm sorry, defendant. Ebony Burks. She was in Ohio and kept mouthing off to the judge. Now, she started with a 30-day sentence.
If you live with Mr. McRae, you cannot return to that residence.
Oh, but how are you just going to tell me I can't go home, though?
What?
How are you going to tell me I can't go to my home?
I just did.
Well, I bet I do.
Well, then you're in contempt, young lady, and you've got 30 days. So you're not
Bye.
Going to... What?
Whoa.
Get back. Get back.
Get back.
That's another 30 days. That's 60 days.
So what?
90 days.
So?
120 days.
Okay, and?
180 days.
Mom!
Please, quiet.
I ain't bad. They got something here. I got money.
That's 200 days.
Watch.
That's 300 days.
My favorite part of that is her
it's a year. She just got a year in jail by lipping off to the judge.
Is that legal?
Of course
judge
he
can do whatever he wants.
Judge can do. Here's one thing I learned. When Officer Meg took me on the ride along and took me to Fairfax County Jail, that door shuts. And, you know, as far as your rights of walking around, walking the streets, the rules change.
They do.
When you are behind bars and when you are arraigned, when you're there, you go into the... It's a different world.
Wow.
You can't be the a-hole you are out on the street. It's not accepted. They wouldn't have any discipline. They wouldn't be able to run...
You could shell out a year like that.
They wouldn't be... It's contempt of court.
What
you're
I
showing
love,
disrespect for the judge. Don't do it.
I love when their attorney says, please be quiet.
Can you do the play? Rob, do we have time to? You don't have time.
We do, because I want to close with. I love when Letterman does a classically set up bit. This is what we close with today. He's talking about the fact that they have set up a toboggan and luge track out on Times Square, and he has a guy in a lugeing mm-hmm. outfit come up to him during the monologue.
I'm here for the toboggan slide.
You know, I was just talking about that. That's down on Broadway. Just go straight out the building down Broadway. The toboggan slide down there. They call it Super Bowl Boulevard. That's where it is. That's where the toboggan slide is taking place. They'll be happy to have you down there.
Are you sure? This place seems like it's going downhill.
Get out. Just get out.
And the music playoff. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. For all technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact our man, Matthew Bloom.
Tony Bloom.
Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Pony, have a good weekend with Miracle and Miley, okay?
Will do.
All correspondence for our show can be sent to
right on.
Yeah. DMOS Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108.
Of course.
And we've got a big contest we'll be announcing on Monday.
Big contest for you to win something that we've talked about for a long time. Remember, our official e-voice line is open at 800-440-8167. Jimmy's this Sunday. We'll
see
be there,
there
at 4 o'clock. See you at the Super Bowl. Have a great weekend and enjoy the game, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show's over, remember to go to naturebox.com and order great-tasting, healthy snacks at 50% off. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like French toast granola. Support this podcast and get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com and use promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS.
Game over. Keep practicing.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.